Okay, and I did not get an answer. Bear with me just a moment.
Sure.
I'm just getting this email together since Brandon had sent them an email a couple of hours ago and they still haven't reached out at this point. I'm putting their manager, their direct manager with XP on here, as well as the corporate customer care team to ensure that you're followed up with swiftly. They have more contact information than just this one phone number.
That sounds expeditious.
What should have happened the second time you called? Like the first time, we're supposed to send an email, tell you to call back in half an hour. If you don't hear back from them, it's literally right there for them. That's not them pulling up, is it? I hear dogs barking. Could be them calling.
Oh, she barks at butterflies.
They would be calling too if they're there.
I
can hang on the line.
I'm just walking over to the front door.
Okay.
No, there's no one there. She was barking at an old man taking his walk.
I have my fingers crossed. Okay, give me just a moment.
Really? No bark.
I've had that happen before, or vice versa, where the tech's saying the customer's at home and the customer shows up.
Sure.
I was hoping. Okay. And
well, when they first delivered this stove 2 weeks ago, they texted and emailed and called and said they were 20 minutes away. And 3 minutes later, the doorbell rang. And I was still in my nightgown.
Oh, my.
I guess better early than late.
They've relocated our home delivery customer service. I don't know where, but typically they'll have us deliver and install. But if that was just an electric range, that would be why, because our guys only get paid for complex installations.
It's a dual fuel range, and they had no idea what a downdraft was. So the people coming today, hopefully, know how to install the downdraft fan. Lily, come up here. Come on. No bark. Good girl.
I'm still here with you. I'm just pulling information. So your
sure.
First call was at
10 to 2.
Okay, so Courtney says he called the tech office and he stated that he's about to have the call, have the tech call to have him call you. I don't know the way he typed it. I called the tech office and he stated that he about to call the tech to have him call the customer. Okay. So the technician should be reaching out to you. However, if for some reason they do not, if you don't hear back from them in half an hour, I'm here for another hour. So if you'd like to give us a call back, I have your order number here if you want to take it down so you don't have to sit through another phone number search. It's 8 digits.
Oh, sure. Actually, no one has asked me for my order number.
And
they've all just immediately asked for the phone number.
I couldn't tell you why they do
I'm
that.
Ready.
So it's 07203084.
Okay, 07203084.
That's for the install of the
downdraft.
I've got it,
and yeah, so if I don't hear back with it by 5, I'll call for the fourth time.
Yes, ma'am. I'm hoping that won't be the case. There is that note from Courtney saying that the tech is supposed to be reaching out to you. I sent the tech a chat asking them to reach out to you. Now I'm emailing over to their area managers at corporate as well as them asking them to reach out to you. But if you don't hear back in half an hour, please give us a call back so we can escalate it further.
Well, I hope I don't have to bother you guys. I hope I don't have to bother you again.
I hope that for your sake
as
well.
Yes. Thanks so much.
You take care. Thanks for speaking to me here at XPO.
Thanks.